Happy National Scribble Day. So if your notes are a little hard to read this morning, you've got an excuse. Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. Today, we're covering action out of Mono County aimed at protecting local waterways, an opportunity for student artists to have their work displayed in the U.S. Capitol, what's happening on stage in Mammoth Lakes, and a look ahead at road work across the region. This episode is brought to you by Bishop Veterinary Hospital, helping keep your pets healthy, happy, and very much not interested in your scribbled homework. And before we get started, don't forget to take part in our ESN Epic Eats poll. This month, it's all about pizza, and voting wraps up at the end of March. Let's get into it. Mono County leaders have taken action to protect local waterways from an invasive species. The Mono County Board of Supervisors has adopted an ordinance aimed at preventing the spread of the golden mussel, a non-native species known to pose risks to water systems and ecosystems. According to the board, voluntary self-inspection measures are no longer sufficient to negate the risk of the invasive mussel species spreading. Starting April 9th, mandatory inspection will be required for trailered watercraft before they can enter waterways in Mono County. The ordinance is designed to help safeguard lakes, streams, and infrastructure throughout the county. Officials say the measure is part of an ongoing effort to preserve local water resources and prevent environmental damage. A congressional art competition is now open, giving high school students in California's 3rd Congressional District the opportunity to submit original artwork for consideration. Submitted artwork will be judged by an independent of local art experts. The winning piece will be displayed in the U.S. Capitol, representing the district on a national level. Additionally, 2nd and 3rd place pieces will have the option to be displayed in Kevin Kiley's Washington, D.C. and district offices, respectively. All participants will be recognized with a congressional honor for their hard work by Kiley. Organizers say the annual competition highlights student creativity while offering recognition at the federal level.
Your pets are more than animals, they're family. And at Bishop Veterinary Hospital, they're treated that way too. Whether it's a routine checkup, vaccinations, dental care, or those unexpected why is the dog eating socks again moment, the team at Bishop Vet has you covered. They've been caring for Eastern Sierra pets for over 40 years, combining compassion, advanced care, and that small town trust you just can't find anywhere else, because keeping your best friend healthy means more tail wags, more purrs, and more adventures together. So the next time your furry family member needs care, big or small, head to Bishop Veterinary Hospital. They'll treat your pets like their own and maybe sneak them a treat or two. Bishop Veterinary Hospital, caring for the pets who make our community whole.
The Mammoth Lakes Repertory Theater is preparing for the final performances of its latest production. The Cottage, written by Sandy Rustin, will hold its last 3 shows this Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 4 p.m. Performances will take place at the Mammoth High School, MPR, on Sierra Park Road. Audience members are encouraged to bring a cushion for added comfort. General admission tickets are priced at $20, with discounted tickets available for seniors. Tickets purchased at the door will be $25. The production is rated PG for mature themes. Following The Cottage, the theater will present the complete works of William Shakespeare, abridged, in collaboration with the Mammoth High School Drama Club. Don't miss your chance to see this incredible performance. The California Department of Transportation has released its weekly traffic advisory for Eastern Kern, Inyo, and Mono counties. Project work and traffic impacts are scheduled throughout the week of March 30th through April 3rd. Caltrans notes there will be no work conducted on the state highway system on Tuesday, March 31st, in observance of a state holiday. No new projects will begin next week, but ongoing projects may continue to impact commute times. Drivers are encouraged to plan ahead for potential delays in active work zones during the rest of the week.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time. The time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor, and that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
Mammoth Mountain is serving up classic spring conditions today, with a base depth holding at 40 inches. A total of 151 trails are open, along with 21 lifts and 7 terrain parks, offering a wide range of terrain across the mountain. High, wispy clouds are moving through the area, with light winds and mild temperatures making for a comfortable day on the slopes. For those looking to get in some early runs, Center Bowl is shaping up as a strong option with smooth, fast conditions to start the day. And if you're planning to keep the good times going off the slopes, Mammoth is leaning into the spring vibe. Honky Tonk on the Hill kicks off today at the Mill, featuring live country music and a mechanical bull. Not a bad way to wrap up a day on the mountain. Let's take a look at your weekend weather across the Eastern Sierra. In Bishop today, we're looking at a warm and pleasant day, with highs climbing into the low 80s. Expect a mix of sun and some high clouds moving through the area. Heading into Saturday, temperatures continue to warm up, reaching the mid-80s with mostly sunny to partly sunny skies. And Sunday, temperatures stay warm, with highs in the low 80s and mostly sunny skies continuing. Over in Mammoth Lakes, cooler conditions as expected, with highs in the upper 60s and partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow we'll also see a slight warm-up, with highs in the 60s and generally sunny conditions. Great weather if you're heading up the mountain. Sunday holds steady, with highs in the low to mid-60s and clear to mostly sunny conditions. So overall, a warm and dry weekend in Bishop, and classic spring conditions up in Mammoth Lakes, mild, sunny, and comfortable. Not a bad weekend to get outside. And that's a look at what's happening across the Eastern Sierra. From protecting local resources to celebrating student creativity, and a reminder to maybe double-check those road schedules before you head out, it's been a busy day across the region. Thanks again to today's sponsor, Bishop Veterinary Hospital. And if you haven't yet, be sure to vote in our ESN Epic Eats Pizza poll before it closes at the end of the month. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media so you never miss a local update. For now, enjoy the rest of your National Scribble Day, legible or not, and we'll see you next time.